Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryer's Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know that marshmallows were originally made from the root sap of the marshmallow plant, mixed with sugar and water? Nowadays, modern marshmallows are made from sugar, gelatin, corn syrup, and different flavors. Oh, and wait, get this. Marshmallow-like confections have been traced back to ancient Egypt, where the sap from the marshmallow plant was mixed with honey and used as a remedy for sore throats. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, story time. Today, we are going to read Bunny Cakes by Rosemary Wells. It was Grandma's birthday. Max made her an earthworm birthday cake. "No, Max," said Max's sister Ruby. "We are going to make Grandma an angel surprise cake with raspberry fluff icing." Max wanted to help. "Don't touch anything, Max," said Ruby. But it was too late. Ruby sent Max to the store with a list that said eggs. Max wanted red-hot marshmallow squirters for his earthworm cake, so he wrote red-hot marshmallow squirters on the list. The grocer could not read Max's writing. "Eggs," said the grocer, and he gave Max eggs. Max brought the eggs home to Ruby. "Don't bump the table, Max," said Ruby. But it was too late. Ruby sent Max back to the store with a list that said milk. This time, Max wrote red-hot marshmallow squirters in a different way. Max hoped and hoped for his squirters, but the grocer still couldn't read Max's writing. "Milk," said the grocer, and he gave Max milk. Max brought the milk home to Ruby. "There's a yellow line on the floor, Max," said Ruby. "You can't step over that line." But Max crossed the line anyway. Over went the flour. Ruby got out her pencil. This time, Max wrote red-hot marshmallow squirters in the most beautiful writing he knew. Max could almost taste the marshmallow squirters. "Flour," said the grocer, and he gave Max flour. When Max got home, there was a sign on the kitchen door. "Max, the kitchen is no place for you," said Ruby. Ruby finished up her cake. She baked it and cooled it and iced it with raspberry fluff frosting. "It needs something else, Max," said Ruby. "Birthday candles, silver stars, sugar hearts, buttercream roses," wrote Ruby. Meanwhile, Max had a brand new idea. He drew a picture of red-hot marshmallow squirters on Ruby's list and ran to the grocer. He could not wait. "Birthday candles, silver stars, sugar hearts, buttercream roses," said the grocer. "What's this?" "Why, it must be red-hot marshmallow squirters." Ruby's cake looked just beautiful. Max went out and put caterpillar icing on his earthworm cake. Grandma was so thrilled. She didn't know which cake to eat first. The end. Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question. Before you go, Do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? What type of icing did Max use on his earthworm cake? If your answer was caterpillar icing, you did it! Great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.